This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization warns the global coronavirus pandemic is accelerating. This as the worst-hit United States closed bars and beaches ahead of the Independence Day holiday. Infections hit their highest level worldwide in the past week, WHO data showed, with Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus saying new cases had topped, quote, 160,000 on every single day, end quote. The grim milestone came as the European Union left Russia, Brazil, and the U.S. off of its final list of nations safe enough to allow residents to enter its borders. The EU hopes relaxing restrictions on 15 countries from Algeria to Uruguay will breathe life into its tourism sector, choked by a ban on non-essential travel since mid-March. The Netherlands confirmed the reopening Wednesday of a tourist draw, its brothels and red light districts. According to the United Nations, the coronavirus could cost global tourism and related sectors between $1.2 and $3.3 trillion in lost revenue. Parts of the Australian city of Melbourne suffered sharp rises in infections, spurring new stay-at-home measures. The Palestinian Authority announced a five-day lockdown across the West Bank after a surge in confirmed cases. The WHO says over 80% of all deaths in the Middle East were reported in five countries: Egypt, Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia. Right now, there are more than 10.6 million total confirmed cases around the world, with nearly 2.7 million of them in the hardest-hit country, the United States. More than 514,000 people around the world have died from COVID-19, nearly 128,000 in the United States. More than 5.4 million people worldwide have recovered from the respiratory illness. For more on these or any stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News.